Build your dream lake house.
Oh, dream lake house. I'm better with themes. Just give me a theme to go off
Tommy of. Bahama themed.
Ooh, Tommy Bahama themes. One, right? We're going to have fake palm trees everywhere because lakes can't grow palm trees, right? But they're going to look pretty real.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, then you save on the water bill. That's a big thing. Not a single person gets to sleep in a bed. It's hammocks inside. You've heard of SIGs inside. Mm. We're doing hammocks inside. We're also doing hammocks out by the lake.
Ooh.
And
how many miles from Santa Fe?
Probably 80-ish, give or take.
Give or take.
Yeah.
More or less.
And we're not going to be on the lake. We're going to park out by the lake.
Mm. Yeah.
This cabin's out by the lake, about 80 miles from Santa Fe.
Sure.
Obviously, every bedroom's got a Margaritaville machine. Master bedroom's got the Tahiti model. The other one's got the Key West. And then maybe the kids just got a Bahama edition.
Just going off the middle of the night. Nobody can
sleep. No, they're quiet, Jared. They're pretty quiet. Oh,
yeah, you can't drink anything unless it's got shaved ice in it.
Yeah. Fucking shaved ice NyQuil.
Like, we're going to need a big...
Yeah. You make lean from it?
Yeah. Lean slushy. Drinking that perp. Sipping on that perp dough.
Hey, you talking about Purple Thunder or what? Purple Thunder! Frozen concoction. Only found out by the lake.
Makes you feel really, really good.
I mean, the amount of ice this lake home's going to have to output is a lot. And so we're going to need an industrial size ice maker, but then also a Tube City to be able to go to each room.
Yep. That's what I was just thinking.
You have a central ice location with Tube City hooked up right into the ice reservoir.
It's like central air, but it's central ice as well.
Central ice. This cabin is going to have, well, you said lake home. This home is going to have central ice accessibility in all locations. There's also going to be no flooring. It's just going to be all beach sand.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, it's actually pretty smart because if you have a hammock, you get all sandy, it won't matter. But if you roll around in a sandy bed, that's a nightmare. You know what I mean? Yeah. So sand floors, central ice, Margaritaville machine in every room, hammocks galore, fake palm trees. I think I'm going to want like a poolside waitress just on hand at all times.
Or waiter.
No, waitress. You know, it's got the, like, they have to be wearing a polo with the logo on and the, like, tennis, you know, skirt with a visor and a ponytail just to really get the poolside feel at all times. But there won't be a pool because we have the lake. I think I want a rooftop hot tub as well as a rooftop cold tub as well, which will be easy to achieve with central ice. You got to get your money's worth on the central ice. That's absolutely a necessity.
Crucial.
But other than that, I think it's pretty modest of a home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, maybe some shakes on the outside as the siding.
Yeah.
Shakes.
And shakes.
And speaking of shakes, you can have a shake any time of day. Central ice. So.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of creamy, delicious treats being pumped out of this thing. Hammock sex is going to have to get creative. I just think about that. It's kind of a blue ball cabin if there's only hammocks.
Miles. Yeah. It's the same as a sex swing.
On the beach.
No, it's a sex swing.
Yeah.
Oh, sex swing, but also sex on the beach indoors.
Yeah.
Hammocks climate also- controlled sex on the beach. You've never seen that before.
Yeah. Hammocks also have holes all over themselves, too.
Perfect. Mm-hmm.
We're also gonna have to have like a hose guy to hose you off of the sand every once in a while if you need it.
Mm. Maybe a towel guy.
He's also gonna be wearing a polo with shorts.
With the logo.
No shoes though.
No ponytail on this.
No
guy,
shoes
though.
Allowed anywhere.
No.
No ponytails allowed.
Yeah. I would like a valet parking as well and a circle driveway that's way down the road. So you park about 15 cabins down And then you have a golf cart there that takes you to this cabin to really give you the resort feel as well.
Right. No parking on the grass either.
Yeah. So you're gonna buy a lot with a front lot and a back lot. You're going to sell off that back lot. You don't need it. And then you're going to buy the back lot from the neighbor 15 doors down, and that will be your parking spot and where you keep your golf carts to get you to the cabin.
Yeah.
Maybe you need the parking ramp too.
Why are you buying the first back lot at all then?
Well, usually it's a package deal. You wouldn't know anything about buying lake cottage frontage property like I would. So just
parcel that off beforehand.
Yeah. I don't know. Is there anything you guys would add to that? Every single closet is stocked full of Tommy Bahama shirts, even for the women, but with the logo on it. You're going to want logos on those Tommy Bahamas. And then it's like, but then it's also if the guests want to take a Tommy Bahama, they do get charged to their room. It's like when you take the robe. Yeah. They'll charge your room up pretty good. Guys, that was a fun little snippet from our Patreon episode last week. You can find all of our Patreon episodes at patreon.com/YouBetcha Radio.